For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hartman. September is Sickle Cell Disease Awareness Month. The rare genetic blood disorder affects roughly 100,000 people in the U.S., according to the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. Haitian-American artist Hertz Nazaire has dedicated much of his creative output to his own struggles with sickle cell disease. The first thing you notice when you walk into Hertz Nazaire's Bridgeport studio is the enormous, intensely colored paintings leaning up against every inch of wall space and laying on the floor. His paintings are reminiscent of Africa and African art, a style Nazaire says harkens back to his early life in Haiti.
Haitian art is known around the world, and there's a specific style. Most of what I keep about Haiti is the color. What I was influenced as a kid was little trucks called tap-taps. They're really colorful. They have murals painted on them. Usually it's like a religious theme.
Nazaire came to the U.S. when he was 8 years old. He says his childhood was marked by poor health and regular trips to Bridgeport Hospital's emergency room with painful attacks called sickle cell crisis. Art became his way of coping.
You know, being really overprotected, not being able to go outside and play like the other kids and run around in the sun. You know, it made me, you know, think about art more because it's like art is like such a personal thing.
Nazaire's talent was nurtured in high school and later at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. But in his 20s, he suffered a major setback.
There was a point in my life where I went blind for about 2 weeks and I still can't see out of my right eye.
It was a blood clot caused by sickle cell disease. The blood disorder attacks healthy, round red blood cells, causing them to change into a crescent or sickle shape. The abnormal shape sometimes causes the cells to get clogged in arteries, causing intense pain, strokes, and a host of other medical issues. After temporarily losing his sight, Nazaire quit painting for 3 years, focusing instead on poetry. When he returned to painting, his impairment forced a major change in his style.
There was a time where I could look at a person's face and I was able to recreate the lines, the shadow, every detail. But I had to get to a place where I was okay with going more abstract. It was out of necessity just to experiment and try to say what you want to say in different ways.
And after losing much of his sight, Nazaire wanted to talk about sickle cell in his art. He found that his new abstract style helped him depict on canvas the experience of living with sickle cell disease. His series of paintings showing the unbearable pain of sickle cell crisis has received worldwide attention, including a recent showing at pharmaceutical giant Pfizer's New York headquarters. Lately, Nazaire has been drawing and painting on enlarged reprints of photographs from his personal collection.
That's me, that's my mother.
The giant photograph is Hertz as a little boy, snugly tucked into his hospital bed. His mother is standing over him, adjusting his hospital wristband. Behind her, Hertz has drawn tightly wound swirls of color. Nazaire's mother died when he was 13.
In the back of the painting, there's like all these swirls. It's like the storm behind her is just like she's shielding me from that. So it's just like, you know, she shielded me. She took away half of my pain just by being there.
The worldwide life expectancy for someone with sickle cell disease is 40 to 60 years old. Nazaire turns 43 next week. He receives weekly blood transfusions and hasn't had a sickle cell crisis in 8 years. Hertz Nazaire calls himself a sickle cell warrior, and he says he fights his own personal battle with the disease every day.
There's so many different ways to die from this, so every time you go to the hospital, it's a war for your life. That's why the term, you know, stuck, because everybody, you know, feels like it's a badge of honor just to still be standing.
Ray Hartman, WNPR News.